bless him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight. Rather be here than in the hospital, wouldn't you? Amen. There's folks in the hospital that would give a whole lot to trade places with you tonight. Amen. Some folks behind bars give plenty of money just if they could be here where you're at. Amen. And most of all, we're in the presence of a living God. Amen. I like to report victory in Jesus. Amen. He's been good to us. He's blessed us. Approximately 5.5 years ago, the Lord dealt with us to go and work in Mexico as missionaries full time. And we did. God has helped us. And feel like we've just begun. Amen. Feel like there is a great harvest of souls that need Jesus. We were in a Catholic church, walked in just to see. They leave it open most of the time. Walked in there and took some pictures, and they run me out. Amen. But I took a picture of a statue or of Jesus, amen, in a coffin laying there of wax, or I don't know, a mummy, you know, with a crown of thorns and blood, and it's a glass casket where you can see, I thought, well, that's the problem with their Jesus. He's still in the grave, he's still in the tomb, he's still in the casket, amen, but my Jesus rose again, hallelujah. The third day he arose, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I, and is our soon coming King, amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll not take a whole lot of time. I could talk maybe a long time about Mexico and the work. And then I'd like to preach about 25 sermons tonight. So I really have to hurry, won't I? Amen. No, don't worry. We're not going to do all that. Hallelujah. But we'd like to take a few minutes, amen, to tell you the Lord has helped us. We started a little work. And a place called Teodoro Gonzalez. It's approximately 25 miles south of the border. And we have a pastor there by the name of Arqueno Camacho. 1,700 families were put there. And just an open field, nothing but cactus and thorns and thistles and briars and rocks and dust and dirt and sand. Amen. No trees, no water, no electricity. I got to thinking about Brother Collins talking about, amen, building that house with no electricity. Well, I can take you back. Mexico is 50 years behind time in some areas. And there in that village, they still don't have no electricity and no running water. Amen. 1,700 families were placed there just to make it how they can. They pitched little houses made out of cardboard, tin, plastic, whatever they could get their hands on. Amen. And the Lord called us there. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord didn't call us to Mexico for the money, because there's no money there, but for the soul. Amen. Praise God. And we started with a little church we built, helped the brother there, got together, built a little church just out of actually pallets that we were taken apart, the 2x4s nailed together to make the studs and the pieces of board to make the walls. And then we built the real church made out of cinder block and cement and steel rod. As a matter of fact, we send a newsletter here every month, and I noticed in the back up on the left hand corner is the picture of the four churches that God has helped us to build in this past 5.5 years that we've been in Mexico. Amen. And we need your prayers, our desire. In our newsletter, we said our desire is to build the church every year till the Lord comes. Amen. Of course, we might have already built our last church. Hallelujah. I don't know. But if he tarries, that's our desire and our goal. We have another church approximately 400 miles south of the border, in a place called Ébano, San Luis Potosí. Even Brother Daniel Luna is the pastor. The church is doing very good. Both of the churches are doing very good. They're not a big church. Amen. They run 45, 50. Praise God. But I say if half of those go to heaven, I'll be happy. Amen. I feel like that the Lord has used us as the instrument to funnel in the finances to build the church and place the pastor there and try to support the pastor and preach to him and try to teach him holiness. Amen. And so we're thankful for the work that God has entrusted upon us. Amen. I am of Mexican descent. My name is Jose Jimenez Fernandez Gutierrez de la Cruz Antonio Jose Sosa. No, I'm kidding. Amen. Praise God. But Mexicans do have long names. And I didn't get one, so I made me one. Hallelujah. And if you, I set that over in Brother Butler, C.M. Butler, and a sister come over there and said, Brother Sosa, can you write all them names down? I don't know if I can put all those names on the cassette tape. Amen. There's so many of them. I said, just call me Brother Joe. It'll be all right. And my name is just simply Brother Joe Sosa. S-O-S-A. Amen. And very short. Hallelujah. But Mexicans do have long names. Somebody said, why do they have long names? Because they have real short lives. Amen. So I was glad they gave me a short name. Maybe I can live longer. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. But then the Lord helped us to build another church in Monterrey, Mexico, approximately 130, 35 miles south of the border. Amen. At the present time, my son, Anthony, is pastoring that church, him and his wife. And he recently let us know that we will become grandpa. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I've been feeling like one for a long time, so it's about time. Amen. Might as well glory to God. Brother L.D. Moore said one time about a lady came to the doctor, and the doctor told her, you've been wanting to have a nervous breakdown for a long time. Go ahead and have it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I've been feeling like a grandpa, so I might as well be one. Amen. But then the Lord also helped us to build the last church that we just dedicated this past March. Amen, in a place called 20 de Noviembre, or 20th of November. That's the name of the village. Amen. And they had a little church, very small. When I say small, I mean small, about maybe 13 by 15. Amen. That's about as, that's probably smaller than your garage. Amen, or your shed in the back of the house. And the hurricane 3 years ago, 4 years, it'll be in September, blew it away, and all they had was a little thatch roof. And the Lord dealt with us, and they begged us to help them. We didn't have the finances, just like the rest of the churches. But by faith, amen, we said, we'll help you. We started, and God blessed us. And I can say that there's victory in Jesus. Amen, because all four churches are built, and they're all paid for. Amen. That's what I like about it the most, because at least we have a little faith. Amen. Just the cost of existence today is rough, having to feed Brother Sosa. Amen. Much less having to build something besides that. Glory to God. The first three churches, I held up four fingers, first three churches, cost approximately $8,000. This last one only cost about $5,000. We didn't put a cement roof. We put a tin roof with rafters, and they're happy about that. Center block, cement floor. Amen. I even put some nice ceiling fans with lights and sheetrock, and I tell you, they're just tickled. When you ain't got much and you get something like that, you're happy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so by faith, we ask you to pray for us in the month of September or somewhere around there. We'll be starting another church, and maybe some of these young fellas here that don't know what to do with all their strength and all their, you know, time they have, maybe they'd like to come down and help us lay some block and mix some cement. Amen. They don't have no truck to back up and pour the cement. They don't even have a mixer. Amen. You know how they do it? Right on the ground. Make a circle about 10 feet in diameter. Amen. Pour some sand and pour some cement, mix it up. Then they pour some gravel, mix it all up, and then they pour water, and then they start mixing it and pouring more water, carrying it a wheelbarrow at a time. Amen. Then when you pour the roof, which has been a cement roof, a bucket at a time. Amen. And it's not easy, but it's for the Lord, and it's for souls. Glory to God. Amen. I see souls. They're poor. They're unlearned. They have no education, but they have a soul. Amen. They're my people, I feel. And I thank God for the calling. Amen. I've seen up to 25 at a time come to the altar for salvation. You don't hardly see that here nowadays. Peter preached, 3,000 people got saved. Amen. One message. Now you preach 3,000 messages. Only one gets saved. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Yeah. But God is good. The people are hungry. They're coming out of Catholicism. Amen. And I like to pull as many out of there as I can before the Lord comes. Hallelujah. They've been deceived. They've been deceived about purgatory. They feel like that when they die, amen, that somebody can pray them out of purgatory. And but it's not true. The Bible don't teach that. Amen. The pressure's on. There's a lot I could tell you about it. I feel like Jesus is coming soon. But if the Lord tarries, things aren't going to get any better. Recently, or just before I left, amen, I had a brother telling me of how the government is going to step in into the churches and going to demand. What they're going to do is they're going to evaluate the value of the church, the property, and how much it's worth. And you're going to have to pay up front 9.7% taxes, or they'll close you down. As soon as they evaluate it, pay those taxes up front or close the doors until you can pay it. And if you don't pay within I don't know how long they'll give you, but they'll just take it and it'll become government property. Amen. So the pressure is on, and pray, because there's many souls that need the Lord. Hallelujah. We also have helped a brother from Victoria, Mexico, to buy a tent, and the brother is a native from over there, and he was a lawyer, and the Lord saved him and called him to preach, and he just loves, amen, to do evangelistical work. And I've seen that tent that's a 60 by 120. I've seen it so packed full. They don't have hardly no benches. Just a few get to sit out that you can't hardly walk. Amen. From one end to the other, you have to, you know, just kind of work your way because so many people are there. And so the Lord is moving and working, and I'm glad I'm part of it. Hallelujah. Pray for us. You have an invitation to come and be with us. Anytime you'd like to come, amen. Brother Collins, you got an invitation. Come and preach in Spanish. Amen. If you can't do it in Spanish, do it in English. We'll translate. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a little different, but when God anoints both preachers, then the Lord is in it. Amen. Well, we could tell you a lot of good things about Mexico and a lot of things you might not want to hear. Amen. Especially the good food you eat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you go, make sure that you're in the will of the Lord. If the Lord calls you, go to Mexico or go to Africa, wherever he calls you. You better listen to the call. But if he didn't call you, you better stay home. Amen. Just stay at the home church and pray for those that are called. Glory to God. We, here a while back, the sister cooked the chicken for us at the first church. And, well, you've heard people eating chicken feet, haven't you? Amen. You know, folks here, they're used to going over there and just getting that all wrapped up in the package, USDA, government inspected, you know. But when you go over there, if you come, preacher comes, they'll go and they'll get the chicken and chop his head off and pluck the feathers. And, amen, they just brought him in alive, you know, still trying to get loose. Glory. But that wasn't too bad till the sister went over there and picked up the chicken head and cut off the comb and the beak and singed the feathers and put the rest of the head in the soup. Amen. Eyeballs and all. Praise God. Well, that's when you eat everything you get your hands on when you're poor. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah anyway. Amen. God is good. He's helped us. We're not starving. The Lord will help us anyway. Amen. And somebody said, I would never make it. No, probably you wouldn't if the Lord didn't call you there. But if he did, he'll help you, just like he has other missionaries, such as Sister Gail Myers and others that have labored and worked and gave their life. Amen. I appreciate those missionaries that have blazed the trail. Amen. I don't say that it's a hard for us. I don't feel it. Some folks that have gone to visit us say they could never make it. But I feel like it's the difference in the calling that God places in your heart. Amen. To do the work. So pray for us. I'm reading a little scripture and I'll try to hurry. Amen. Appreciate this opportunity. I didn't schedule this. We're just coming to visit. Brother Collins didn't know we were coming. Amen. In the hour you think not, the Son of Man shall come, and Brother Sosa liable to show up too. Amen. But it didn't matter whether we did preach or not. We just wanted to come by and be here. We're visiting around at different places, and we're working our way around. And a couple of months, we're doing this, amen, to tell people about the work and asking you to pray for us. Amen. Would you stand with us quickly? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for this privilege we have. To feed your people the word of God. We're asking for anointing from above, the Holy Ghost to come by and to help us. We commit all into your hands to be used of the Holy Ghost to speak something, Lord, that'll help to edify and upbuild the kingdom of the Lord. Bless your people. Bless the word tonight. Help us, Lord, we pray in thy name. Amen. Amen. In the book of Job 29, and in verse 1, let me read that scripture. Praise God. It says, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were yet about me. Amen. Most of you Bible readers know that Job was a man that was tried. You begin to read in the first part of the book of Job, or the chapters of Job. Amen. And you find that he was being tried, and how all that befell him and all the things that took place, that he was losing everything he had. Amen. He lost his family, lost his children, his daughters, sons, all his cattle and camels, all that he had, he began to lose it. And yet through it all, he held on. Amen. Through it all, he served the Lord, even after his wife had told him to curse God and die. Amen. He told her, you speak like a foolish woman. Amen. Through it all, he stood fast. Yet in this portion of scripture, I think that every one of us, probably being human just like him, amen, desires to probably be back in the place that he once was. Amen. Oh, he said, that I were as it months past. Oh, that I could go back to that place like I once was. Look at me, I've lost everything. Look at me, I don't have what I used to have before. Amen. And I thought, well, time goes by and there's no way. Amen. My little thought for tonight is you can't turn back the pages of life. As much as we'd like to, as much as we desire to, as much as we hope to, amen, there is no way that we can go back to when we were young again. He said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. Verse 4, as I was in the days of my youth. Amen. The Lord dealt with me years ago. Amen. And I got to thinking when an elderly sister got up. Amen. And her daughter was invited by her. She invited her daughter. We were evangelizing before we went to do missionary work in Oklahoma. And the sister invited her daughter to come to revival. Amen. And her daughter said to her mom, she said, oh, mom, I wish that I was a little girl again. I wish that I was singing in the booster band. The little children would get up to sing, and they called it the booster band. I wish that I was back in the booster band with the children again. And the Lord gave me this little thought. You can't go back. You can't turn back the pages of life. You can't start over. What you're doing today, brother and sister, counts for eternity. Everything you're doing is for keeps. You're not playing games. We're not playing tricks. Amen. This is a reality. We're doing something that's for eternity and forever and ever. And it'll count if Jesus was to come today, brother. How you are is what you will be. Some folks get upset at the fellow that takes the picture, because when the picture comes back, their eyes are shut. That fellow, look at him, took my picture. Well, it wasn't him, it was you. Huh? You're the one. You are the blame. But he shouldn't have done. Well, he didn't know you was going to shut your eyes about that time. Amen. There's been folks, when the picture came back, they're trying to fix the curls. Amen. Well, whose fault was it? Was it the fella take? No, it was you. Glory to God. The way you are when Jesus comes, it's the way you will be. Where the tree falleth, there shall it lie. There shall it be, brother. It counts, I'm telling you. Tonight counts. If you're not prepared, if you're not ready, it counts. You better get right. You better make your way to an altar of prayer. You better change your ways. You better give up your habits. You better serve God. Amen. Because it counts. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little better here. Glory. Oh, that I were as in months past, that I was back when I was just a little young boy again. Back in my youth, a young boy. Woo! A lot of folks try to be young. Huh? I've seen grandmas try to be young. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're all trying to do better. Hallelujah. But we're going to get old. Huh? I've seen some men out there with their old shorts on, running, their tongues hanging out. Amen. What's he trying to prove? He's trying to be young again. Amen. They hardly move them legs. He's going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ever seen it? Amen. Jumping up and down, house, doing all kinds. What are you trying to do? Trying to be young again. Well, problem is, you can't do it. Amen. Time's going to move on no matter what. Glory to God. Hello. You can change the color of your hair. You can change your face, what it looks like. You can dress. You can do everything. You can to be young again, but you're as old as you are.
Amen. Glory to God. I remember when I was a little boy, don't get mad at me, I'm just trying to preach to you here. That's a good illustration to prove you can't turn back the pages of life. You can't start over. Amen. You're living a life that counts. Every second counts. Every minute counts. Every hour that goes by counts. When I was just a little young boy, my mom and dad had that little Super 8, 8 millimeter movie film. They take movies. I've got movies of me when I was just a little boy. I was little. Hey, man. You look at me like you think I never was little. I was little. Hallelujah. But time. But you know, my brother liked to do something. He'd take a stick or something, and when they was taking his picture, he'd throw it down. Amen. We thought at first, what are you trying to do? And then later on, when the film came back, he said, watch this. He'd be working that 8mm movie film, and there he'd throw that thing, and all of a sudden, he put it on rewind. And he'd reach his hand out there, and that object would come to his hand. Amen. You see somebody going down the steps, and amen, I might fall. Then you see him going back up the steps. See somebody unwrapping a gift, and then all of a sudden, like magic, they had it all back put together with the bow and everything. They rewound. They went back. Amen. But you can't do it in life. Life is passing on, brother. And what you do will count. But one life, and it'll soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, he goes on to say, as I was in the days of my youth, verse 5, he said, when the Almighty was yet with me, and when my children were yet about me. Amen. I've had folks tell me, I've had sisters come to me, Brother Sosa, I wish that I had my children back at home again, just little babies. I'd be willing to go through everything again. All the diaper changes, all the getting up in the middle of the night. If I could just bring them up in the house of God. You see, they growed up, amen, lost. Some got saved when they was up in age. And the children never knew nothing about God. And now the children's out in sin. Hardly no way to bring them in. Amen. And some even that have brought them up in church. Where's your children tonight? Oh, God, save them before it's too late. Have mercy on them. Would to God they was back around the table again. Huh? Amen. All my children were yet about me. Amen. Oh, Job wanted them all back. I believe he had 10 of them, didn't he? 7 sons and 3 daughters. Amen. While they was all back with me. I wish I had them back again. Amen. Listen to me, parents. You that have children and you're bringing them up. Amen. Bring them up in the fear of the Lord. Instruct them in the way that they should go, that when they grow old, they'll not depart from it. Amen. I went around telling folks I had 3 children, eeny, meeny, miny. And they said, where's Mo? I said, no Mo for me. But Mo showed up. The baby was 9 years old. And Mo came around. Hallelujah. He is now 2 years old. His name is Joel, not Mo. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. But glory to God, we done got rid of the diapers and the bottles and done forgot how to care for babies. Amen. It's been so long. But lo and behold, amen, I said, praise God, I'm glad I didn't say I had 1 little, 2 little, 3 little Indians. I'd have had to go all the way up to 10 and then come back down the ladder. Amen. But I'm glad for my family, and I love them, and I appreciate them. Amen. But I want to teach them the way of the Lord while they're yet about me. I want to instruct them in the way of God. I want to take them with me to heaven. I want them to see Jesus. For if they don't see Jesus, there's only one other place, and that's called hell. For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For they'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. You don't want your children to go there, do you? Now's the time to get them in church. Now's the time to pray for them. Now's the time to get a burden for them. Now's the time to teach them about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still here tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. There's so many in the Bible that we could talk about. Amen. That would like to turn back the pages of life if they could. One of them that I think about, the fellow by the name of David. Amen. After he done all that he did, after he went up to the top of the roof and committed adultery, amen, with Bathsheba and had Uriah killed. Amen. And in Psalm 51, I believe it's verse 12, he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Bring back to me what I used to have. Let me turn back the pages of life. Let me go back like I used to be. Oh, brother, you can't erase everything that took place. Thank God he's a merciful God and a long-suffering God, that while you have breath, he'll be merciful to you. Amen. If you lose out, more than likely, he'll take you back in. Amen. He'll accept you back in like he did David. But I wouldn't play around too much. I wouldn't be in and out too much. I wouldn't be up and down all the time, because you're liable to not get back to church one of those times you get out. Amen. I can see Samson grinding at the enemy's meal. Amen. Oh, he said, let me feel your spirit. Just this once. One more time, Lord. Amen. What did he want to do? He wanted to turn back the pages of life. You see, he married a girl that mom and dad didn't want him to marry. Huh? It pays to find the right one. Amen. 2 days ago, me and my wife had our anniversary. 24 years. Amen. That we've been married. Praise God. Next year will be our silver anniversary. Glory to God. Amen. And I still love you, honey. Amen. I believe she still loves me. At least I hope she does. I know she does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, it makes a difference to find somebody that's right. If you want a good husband, young lady, I tell you where to find him. Find one that prays and loves God. And if he loves God with all his heart, he will love you. Huh? Don't go out into the ball games and the nightclubs and to try to find a husband. Find one that stays around the altar. Find one that prays. Find one that loves God. And they'll love you till death do us part. Amen. Thank God for good wives. Huh? Amen. I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, because I do love my wife, and I thank the Lord for her. But I thought this was kind of funny. Amen. And I'm just saying it because it's something kind of funny. It's that fella said, what? Where in the world would we be without the women? One sister hollered, that's right, amen, the sister hollered out. He said, I'll tell you where we'd be. We'd be in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then for the woman, amen, to be deceived. Well, I don't know. Because I don't know where the rest of us would have come hadn't been for the woman. Isn't that right? Glory to God. God had to make us all. Amen. But I'm glad that we can find the right one. Amen. And teach our children right. Praise God. There's many more. I won't get to all of them. I think about what the brother, I believe it was brother, Brother Rich, Brother Don Rich said one time, they went to a building somewhere in Norman, Oklahoma, somewhere where he lived, and it was a tall building. I don't know how many stories. Amen. And him and his brother Bill got in the elevator, and little Leon was just a small little boy then. And he said, they got in that elevator, and they were looking through some paper, taking care of some business, and some job, some work they were doing. And they knew they had to go way up to one of the top stories. So the elevator went up about 2 or 3 stories and stopped. And the door opened up, and little Leon stepped out. Huh? And before they knew it, the door was shut, and Leon got to banging on the door. Dad, Dad! Brother Ridge got to punching buttons, and it wouldn't stop. And little Leon out there screaming, Dad, Dad! He could hear him, but he couldn't do nothing about it. Said the elevator had to go all the way up to that whatever story he had to go to. He had punched the button, amen, and then come back down. By that time, little Leon was panicked. Amen. Scared, frightened, crying. Glory to God. Well, listen to me. There's some truth in that, because Jesus is coming. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, amen, those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And if you're not saved, you're going to push all kinds of buttons. You're going to scream and holler all you want, but there ain't nothing mom can do, nobody can do, and you can't turn back the pages of life. You can't start over. Today is the day to pray. Now's the time to get right with God. What about it? The Bible spoke about it in the book of St. Luke. There was a certain rich man. You know the story. Fared sumptuously every day. There was a beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass, amen, that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he would have loved to turn back the pages of life. If I could just start over, I could do different. I'd let that beggar come on in there, and I'd let him eat from my table, and I'd give him some clothes, and I'd see that he's there sumptuously. Just, you know, I can't find nothing in the Bible that man done that was really all that bad. He wasn't a murderer. He didn't rob banks. He wasn't an adulterer. He didn't do none of those. He was just taking life easy. Amen. Faring sumptuously, dressing good. That was all that I can find, that the accusations that were against him, other than he had no compassion for that man. Amen. I want to tell you this, and I'm going to try to close. Amen. I'll be like that brother that said, as I continue to close, hallelujah, 30 minutes he continued to close. There were 5 minutes. Amen. But I'll try to close after this. I just want to get across to you, amen, that you cannot start over. Now, you can't. But after life is taken from you, it is appointed for a man once to die. And then he can do things over again? No. After this, the judgment. And I feel like it's immediately after death. I don't believe in purgatory. I don't believe that lie, amen, that people are being told there's an in-between. No, no. Immediately, he was carried into, amen, the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. I believe it's paradise. I believe he's in heaven. Don't you? I believe that rich man is still in hell. Don't you? Amen. There was a man, I want to tell you this. There was a man who had two little boys. Amen. You might have heard me tell this before, but I feel like it fits good right here. This man had two little boys. One was about 4 years old, and the other was about 2 years old. And he loved them dearly. They were the only two children he had. He loved his two little boys. He was saved, going to church, doing good. But you know, there's a devil out there that walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he's out after you, telling you to give up and quit going to church. It's no use. You better hold on. You better get a little closer. You better pray a little more. Amen. That's right. You know, he's out after the preachers. I ain't never heard. Amen. The time that we're living in, the spirit of adultery has turned loose. Hello? On preachers. Amen. Here and there and there. Holiness, preachers! He'd like to get you. He'd like to get me. Amen. And trick us and cause us to fall. By the grace of God, we need to know the devices of the devil. This man had two children. He loved them, but he backslid, left church. The Lord dealt with him. People invited him. They tried to get him back to church. Nah. Amen. Now, Pastor told us that if the Lord takes you to the woodshed, at least he's trying to get you back. But if you're not careful, he'll do it in such a manner that it'll just work so close. Amen. To you. Well, this man got in his car on Saturday morning, running to the store for the wife for breakfast. Needed something, just breakfast is almost ready, just need a little milk, need a little something. He jumped in his car in a hurry, put it in reverse, went back, and he heard his little boy screaming and bones breaking. He had run over top of his little boy. He checked it in drive and went forward looking back, trying to see what it was, and didn't notice his second little boy come running, wanting to go to the store with Dad, ran over top of his second little boy with a front wheel, and he heard the screaming. He didn't know whether to put it in reverse to drive or what to do. He jumps out of the car and he looks, one dead in the rear wheel and the other one dead in the front wheel, and he falls to the ground and says, God, I'll go to church. I'll pray. I'll get right. You can't turn back, not even for 3 seconds. You can't do it. Now's the time to pray. Stand with us. Amen. How about it tonight? Pastor, is it all right if I give an altar call? Amen. How about it tonight? Are you saved? Is everything right with you and God? Is there anybody here that needs to pray? Amen. Now's the time. Don't wait till that page in your life turns over and then you wish, let's go back. Right now, that page is open. Everything is fine. Everything is well. Amen. Is it well with your soul? Do you need anything from the Lord? Would you come to this altar? Is there anybody that needs to pray? Amen. Would you just need something from the Lord? You don't necessarily have to be a sinner, a backslider. You just want to get closer to God. Need something from the Lord. Would you come to this altar? How about it? Anybody? Would you come to pray? Amen. Is there anybody? Everybody saved? Is everybody well? Glory to God. Come on. Pray.